2GB Motor Talk with David Berthon. The Royal Automobile Club of Australia invites you to consider membership today.
I spoke yesterday of the continuing debate on warning signage for mobile speed cameras. However, as Ray Hadley revealed this week, the location of the cameras is open to scrutiny, revealing a camera located on the Princes Highway at Heathcote was on the edge of a 60km/h zone, metres away from a 100k zone, far from a black spot. As we know, the government is reaping massive revenue from the cameras. Last year, with increased hours of operation and no warning signs, revenue went up by 750%, raking in over $46 million alone from drivers doing less than 10 k's over the limit. This in a year where, for the most part, car usage was at an all-time low. But then, as I reported last year, the cameras are operated by private contractors who requested their hours of operation be tripled early last year. One can understand why when Shadow Roads Minister John Graham revealed this week the contracts to the two private contractors are worth a staggering $168 million. Let's be quite clear here, this is not in the interests of road safety, far from it, it's blatant highway robbery. New South Wales drivers simply pawns in a financial grab by the state government to boost revenue in very hard times with little or no supervision of the operating companies contracted to operate the cameras. I'm David Berthon.